Hey there, awesome people. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation in just 5 minutes. We all know life can get crazy, right? Between work, relationships trying to keep our husbands alive, and the constant stream of information bombarding us, it's easy to feel like we're running on fumes. That's why today, we're tackling something crucial. Creating a self-care plan that actually works for you. Not some generic Pinterest-worthy list, but something personalized, sustainable, and, most importantly, enjoyable. Ever felt like you were neglecting your own well-being? You know that feeling when you're constantly saying yes to everything, burning the candle at both ends, and then wonder why you're running on empty? Well, I'm here to tell you that prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about fueling your body, mind, and soul so you can show up as your best self in every area of life. So, let's break down the 5 key takeaways for crafting a self-care plan that truly resonates. 1. Listen to your inner voice. This is huge. Before jumping into any specific activities, take some time to reflect on what truly nourishes you. What brings you joy? What makes you feel relaxed and recharged? Think about your hobbies, passions, or even simple pleasures like a hot bath, reading a good book, or taking a walk in nature. 2. Set realistic goals. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start small with achievable goals that fit seamlessly into your existing routine. Maybe it's adding 15 minutes of meditation each morning, going for a short walk after lunch, or dedicating one evening a week to pursuing a hobby you love. Remember, consistency is key. 3. Prioritize boundaries. Learn to say no gracefully when necessary. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries with work, social commitments, or anything that drains you. Saying no empowers you to say yes to things that truly matter, like self-care. 4. Mix it up. Just like any good recipe, a successful self-care plan needs variety. Explore different activities that cater to your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Try yoga, journaling, spending time with loved ones, exploring new hobbies, or simply indulging in some guilt-free relaxation time. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important takeaway of all. Self-care isn't the perfect science. There will be days when you slip up, feel overwhelmed, or simply don't have the energy for your usual routine. And that's okay. Just remember to be patient with yourself, forgive any setbacks, and keep moving forward. Think about the time when you were feeling completely drained, maybe after a stressful week at work, during a period of personal turmoil, or even just on a regular Tuesday afternoon. How did you handle it? Did you resort to unhealthy coping mechanisms like excessive caffeine or binge-watching TV? Or did you try to prioritize self-care, even in small ways? Maybe you took a long walk, listened to your favorite music, or simply allowed yourself some quiet time to recharge. Remember those moments, those are gold, because they remind us that self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about making conscious choices to invest in our well-being so we can show up as our best selves in every aspect of life. So, what's your next step? Start by identifying one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your day tomorrow. Maybe it's enjoying a cup of tea mindfully, reading a few pages of a good book, or simply taking a few deep breaths to center yourself. Keep that spark alive. Share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #MotivationSpark. Until next time, stay awesome, keep shining, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.